Alia came back from school only to find her home reduced to rubble. This is what was left of her bedroom. The demolition of Palestinian-owned houses is a familiar scene in eastern Al-Quds, with lack of required building permission, the reason often quoted by Israeli officials. In its website, the Israeli municipality of Jerusalem says, "In eastern Jerusalem, building violations typically take the form of whole buildings constructed without a permit, which may be outside the designated area. Many residents do not accept that they should have to apply for a permit to build on a land that they own." The municipality also says its policy is not to demolish buildings that are occupied. But this is not the first time Mohammed Al-Jabari has been left without a home. Since the year 2000, this is the fourth time he has seen the walls he erected destroyed by Israeli military.
The first time they demolished my house was in Jabal al-Makabir, in the heart of the city in 2000. Our lives are ruined. They are determined to destroy our lives. They followed me here and destroyed the houses I built for my sons.
Jabari's house is not far from one of the biggest Israeli settlements in eastern Al-Quds. And while the settlement grew bigger, Israel never agreed to give Mohammed a license to build on the land he owns.
The problem here is in the planning system of the municipality of Jerusalem. And you cannot found projects, organizing projects for the Arab neighborhoods in East Jerusalem. And if there is, it's very small, and it collects very small spaces from these neighborhoods.
On Wednesday, Israel also demolished two other buildings in Al-Quds, rendering total of 45 people homeless in a single day. They will have to pitch tents and rely for the next couple of days on aid given by the Red Cross. But in the long term, one of the easiest options for some would be moving out of the city. The demolition of Palestinian houses has never stopped in Al-Quds. With this policy, Israel is creating a cruel reality which may force the majority of Palestinians to leave their city of birth. Dalia Namari, Al-Quds, Press TV.